plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. When we say recorded live, we mean that we record this as a live show on our Facebook page and our Opinions Matter app. And if you ever want to watch it live, you can do so most weekday afternoons around about 1:30 on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And then we package that live show into a podcast and we publish it, which is probably what you're listening to right now. Anyway, as I said, we recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar just below our studio is well worth a visit, and we can't recommend it enough. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it can be summarized by a voice message that we got from one of our listeners. Now, we're going to call this listener Yvonne. That isn't her name, but we're going to call her Yvonne. And she knows that that's the name that we are giving to her. So Yvonne contacted us over the last few days with a story that has upset and annoyed her and her son's friend. I'm going to play the voice note because it's self-explanatory. Have a listen to this.
Hi Adrian, hi Jeremy. Absolutely love the show. Such a huge fan. I'd love if you could bring this up. My son is in school, in secondary school. Has, you know, a group of lad friends. They're all very nice. They come over. And something really traumatic is after happening to one of his friends. Basically, his friend's mother is on OnlyFans. Now, we've known about this, kind of whispers, but last week, some of the pictures of her on OnlyFans were leaked. So this boy, who is my son's friend, is now has to sit through the fact that we've all seen his mother in different sexual acts. It is completely traumatizing. As a woman, I don't understand how anybody can look themselves in the mirror and do this kind of work, but, you know, to each their own, I suppose. But as a mother, I think it is disgusting. I think it is shameful. This child is going to be traumatized. This child is going to have to leave his school. You know, the best children in the world wouldn't react well to this. So, and I've said it to my son, he's never seen images like this before. So I think this is child abuse. If I'm completely honest, I think this is child abuse, and I think something needs to be done about this. And that woman, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody rang, you know, child services. Thanks, lad.
Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody rang child services. Now, I don't know why you would ring child services, because this woman is on this website.
I know five women who, if you had have asked me 5 years ago, will X set up an OnlyFans account? Well, I didn't even know what OnlyFans was 5 years ago. I would have said no way. I know five different women who at some stage in the last few years have gone over to OnlyFans. Some have children. Some don't have children. And obviously a woman is free to do whatever she wants to do. I think a lot of women have been sucked into OnlyFans with the promise. I don't know who promised them. With the promise, yeah, of making huge, huge money. Now, I've looked into this. Not at OnlyFans, but the details of it. And it's something like only 2% of people with OnlyFans accounts are making huge money. There's people who are making millions out of it that will literally only have to go on OnlyFans for 2 years, make enough money, and just live the rest of their life happy. But are they going to live the rest of their life happy? The problem about it is,
I would compare it actually to the world of podcasts, which we're involved in. Yeah, only a very small percentage of people who publish podcasts, and there are thousands of them, actually make any money out of it.
We happen to be one of the lucky ones.
We happen to be, touch wood and all that, we happen to be one of the lucky ones. Similarly, content creators on OnlyFans, a very small percentage of them are actually making anything like decent money.
So I think a lot of women have been sucked into OnlyFans on the false pretense that, you know, they'll only have to put up a few naked pictures every week for 2 years, and then they can retire at the age of 30 and everything's going to be happy. But the problem with the internet, and this is the debate today, the problem with the internet is that the internet never forgets. And once you put something up on the internet, it is there forever. It's there forever, and it will come back to haunt you. And the other problem about OnlyFans is, obviously, it's illegal to take material off OnlyFans. But we've been looking into this whole issue today since we got that message on Facebook. And you can, there's ways around seeing what someone has put up on OnlyFans without having to subscribe to it. You just have to do, well, I'm not going to tell you how to do it because it'd be wrong to do that. But we If you told us the name of someone who's on OnlyFans, we would be able to see whatever material they have put up. People are basically sharing the material online, okay? So this woman who has... I'm distraught over the whole thing. I'm upset about it. I don't know the kid involved. Nope. We're going to do everything within our power to make sure that the school isn't mentioned.
Well, as you heard, I've already bleeped out the...
It's in West Dublin. West Dublin is all we can say.
Yes.
West Dublin is where it is.
But we've already bleeped out the name of the school, the location, everything else, so we're not going to identify. But the question that we're asking is, that lady Yvonne contacted us. The photographs of this woman from OnlyFans have been spread around. The young fella's aware of it. He's traumatised. Everybody's traumatised. And the question we're asking is, would you say to that mother, more power to you, well done, brilliant?
Not at this stage you wouldn't, would you?
Or do you say it is an irresponsible thing of a mother to do? That's the question.
And then it also opens the debate, and I want to hear your opinions on this. Is it irresponsible then for a woman who does have children to join OnlyFans? But even forgetting about that, say a 26-year-old girl, yeah, wants to make a quick few buck and she goes on to OnlyFans. You don't have kids at the moment, but you will down there. Everyone ends up having kids at some stage. Those photographs could come back to haunt you. I can't imagine what that child... He's in first year. What age are you when you're in first year?
12, 13.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine what that child is going through at the moment. I really, really can't. I'm distraught for him, even though I don't know him. Shame on the people who shared the photographs as well. But how can he go back to that school? No, but how can he?
Okay, but the question that we're asking is, and there's a big debate going on our Facebook page because one of our listeners said more power to her. Others are saying that she is an irresponsible mother who has now humiliated her son.
Okay, I'm getting annoyed now on both parts. I'm looking at the comments coming in from all men, the likes of Sean. Sean, I'd love you to come on and explain yourself. Shaming her for selling herself. Sean, I find it very hypocritical when any man criticises or shames a woman for going into porn or OnlyFans, because I don't believe for one second, Sean, that you haven't whacked one off to porn at some stage in your life. I don't believe for one second that any of the men commenting and judging this woman haven't shared porn photographs at some stage or certainly masturbated to porn. So you're a bit of a hypocrite. If you're going to whack one off to a rude photograph, don't complain about the women that are in the photographs.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
I think it's wrong. I think she's a mother. She should have known. Like, he's in first year. The kids, as soon as they got wind of, oh, one of the lads' mom is on OnlyFans, they're going to go look it up straight away. Like, you're a mom. I just think, I'm a mother of a child who's 11, and I would hate to think if, like, there was stuff like that going around about me. You'd be traumatised. I think it's degrading to women, OnlyFans, personally. I think it's degrading to women. I just don't agree with it.
How is it degrading to women when women are the ones who have the power where it comes to something like OnlyFans? And what I mean by that is they control the content that they create. They decide what they're prepared to put online. Nobody's making that decision for them. They're not being pimped out. They are making that decision themselves.
I know, but some of them are moms like this one, and you got to think, you've got kids. Them photos are there forever. Like, they're not going anywhere. All it took for was one of his friends to go, oh, his mom's on OnlyFans, let's go look it up, and they got shared around school. Like, it's not just her. Fair play to her. That's what she's doing. But, come on, your son, you've got kids. I just think it's wrong. And I wouldn't go as far as say it's child abuse, because it's not child abuse. But I just think it's wrong. That poor child has now been scarred for life. He's probably seen naked pictures of his
mom. To hear you say he's scarred for life, what is that if it's not child abuse?
But, like, I don't see, child abuse might be a strong word. I wouldn't ring Tusla on her, or I wouldn't report her to child services. But at the same time, like, where do you go from here? Like, where do you go with it? What do you do? Like, what is the answer? Like, do you get the child help? Do you send him to therapy? Like, that's probably what he needs.
So the question that we're asking on this podcast is, would you say more power to her, or she's been very irresponsible as a mother to do this?
I think she's been very irresponsible. I have a child around that age. He's 11. And I would, in a million years, I wouldn't even walk around this house with just a towel on. Like, he wouldn't see me half naked. He wouldn't see me getting dressed. He's like, no, I think it's so irresponsible. You got to think of the kids as well. If you're doing this and you're thinking, as Jeremy said, you're going to make a quick buck, What about your kids when they go and find these pictures in 10, 15 years?
Well, you see, obviously, making that decision in the first place to be a content creator on something like OnlyFans, you're not planning for the whole world to see it because of the way it operates.
I know, but come on, you're on the internet. All it takes, like this poor young lad, all it takes is for one of his friends to hear his mom's on OnlyFans, and the first thing they're going to do, as Jeremy says, you don't have to sign up to it. All you have to do is you can find ways around it, and then it gets shared around the whole school. Like...
Okay, so somebody just said a second ago, and this is the point you were kind of making, it is shocking to have an OnlyFans, to be an OnlyFans creator full stop, whether you're a mother or not. Again, I'm of the belief, and I genuinely...
Why is it shocking?
No, I don't know why it's shocking, because...
Is that from a woman or a man, by the way?
That is from a man.
Okay, because I was saying women are supposed to support women, are they not?
Yeah, that's from a man.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, and this is my belief, Lorraine, when you are an OnlyFans content creator, you're in control. Nobody else is, you are.
But like, she thought she was in control of that and didn't think her son would hear about it or see it, and look what's now after happening. It just goes to prove you're not completely in control of it. You're not. All it took was for someone to hear that she's on OnlyFans, and then wham, it got shared all around the school. So she's not completely 100% in control of it, because if she was, it wouldn't have been shared. I'm sure she didn't want her son to know he was on it or see anything about it. Like, it's not 100%. She's not in control of that 100%.
All right, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Can I just say to Lorraine, you're kind of victim-blaming here, Lorraine. The mother in question here is the victim. She did nothing wrong. It's the scumbags that shared the photo. First of all, it's illegal to share stuff off OnlyFans, okay? You can be sued because it's personal. It's only meant to go to the people who subscribed. So it's the scumbags that you should be angry with that literally shared that woman's photographs. Not her. She has done nothing wrong, in my mind.
I'm not saying the kids are blameless. I'm not saying that. They should never have seen it or never have heard anything about it or been able to get any access to it. But at the same time, it's out there on the internet. It's not 100% safe, as it's just been proven. I'm sure that poor woman didn't want her kids to see her naked or see the kids.
No, of course she didn't. Yes, of course she didn't.
She's the victim.
But what about her son?
He's the victim as well.
Exactly. Like, it's not just... She knew... My point is, she knew putting them on the internet. When you put something on the internet, it is there for everybody to see, is my point. It's never 100% safe, whereas this topic is just proven. It's never 100% safe. So she knew putting them out there on the internet, it could have been seen by anyone. That's my point.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me go to Niamh. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you doing? I totally agree with that woman that was just on there. At the end of the day, she had no respect for herself if she went on such a thing like OnlyFans and she has kids, because this is always a risk no matter who you are or what you do. If you put yourself out on a sex site like that, it didn't have to be shared. Someone only had to see it, and they could have shared, oh, go on this and see such and such. It's the same thing. No, I'm not condoning the guys sharing it.
No, and let's be clear about that. What they did is disgraceful.
Oh, it is disgraceful. But when you put yourself into the public domain like that, you should have thought about your kids beforehand. That's the way I think about it.
Obviously, she didn't go on. And the way OnlyFans works is you're creating content for subscribers who have paid money for you. And that's how you make your money. And it is illegal to share the content on OnlyFans. She obviously trusted that that wouldn't happen.
But she should have known by now. Like, how many times have we've had celebrities' WhatsApp stuff leaked and everything else? She's hardly that naive to believe that what she puts up on the internet is just going to be solely for those subscribers. Like, it only takes two of those subscribers to say, have you seen such and such, that's your one's ma, and it's around the town. It's going to have the same effect. But she didn't think of her children when she did this. Like,
well, she was thinking of her children and saw an opportunity to make money in a safe way. And by the way, OnlyFans is a safe way to create content.
Adrian, come on, it's not exactly safe when you have children. It's always going to come back to bite you in the arse.
And that's how you feel, that she was irresponsible as a mother?
Completely irresponsible to the situation, and what she's actually creating is, like, what is it? It's adult entertainment, or smut, or what some people call it, or whatever. their towns where it is. But you're going to get, this is gonna, always going to come back on you. It was always going to come back on you. Do you know what I mean? No matter how secure the site is, someone's going to see it. You can have the crusty old guy across the road looking at you.
Yeah, no, I agree. You could.
You know what I mean?
You could.
That's the thing that you do. But when you have kids, like, surely to God, you should have had some morals and said, you know what, I'm not going to do this because this is going to happen. It's happened before. It's most, what was that girl, Jennifer Lawrence? All her stuff was, and she actually made a public statement to say that she felt like the whole entire world gangbanger because her private stuff was leaked. That's private stuff. Can you imagine, like, you're actually physically doing this deliberately to sell it? You surely to God you've seen the backlash of what happened there, you know?
Yes, of
course. I know Jennifer Lawrence wasn't the only celebrity that there was plenty of them that were hacked. But like she must have thought and considered this is a very much a risk. And I hope anyone who does have OnlyFans right now actually takes stock of this and go, this could very much happen to me, you know.
Especially if you've got children.
But it's not even if you have children. Like, it depends on what you do for a living as well. Like, I don't know how many school teachers have lost their job in the UK as well as here over this, you know. And it's for the very same reasons. Like, how can you be a person in authority with this kind of thing hanging over behind you? All it's going to do is cause a problem. It's only ever going to cause a problem. Someone will use it to blackmail you. Someone will bring it up. Someone will degrade you with it. Someone will use it against you when you need help the most. This is always going to happen.
Okay, stay there.
Like, you're opening yourself to exploitation 100%.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Niamh, if you can, please. 0858252626 is our number. Let me bring in Sean.
Well, now there, Jeremy, sweetheart. How are you? I couldn't be fucking interested with porn. Like, what's the point? Like, it's a video, it's a picture. Why not go out and get the real fucking thing? And also, like, women that are doing shit like this, even the blokes that do it, but the women that do this shit are the same type of women that'll sit there and complain all day long. Now, oh, men are arseholes, men are doing nothing but degrading us, blah, blah, blah. And then you get other women out here then defending them, you know, when these women are online selling themselves, degrading themselves. Like, it doesn't make sense. But at the end of the day, she has a son to think of there, which she obviously didn't because she was just thinking of the quick and easy cash. This young fella's going to be laughed at all day, every fucking day. If she was single, fair enough. She's no responsibilities there. She can do what she likes, but she has a son there. And now she's just going to make him a fucking target. When she starts looking for sympathy, fuck her. She's not going to get any sympathy, only from simps.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
It's extremely busy on the phone lines for this conversation. We're talking about a message that we got from a lady called Yvonne. Well, that's what we're calling her, is Yvonne.
Can I read out a message here from Orla? And she says, I don't believe that the mother is the victim. How can you have that take on it? She got the exchange of money for them photographs. Someone had to pay to be a subscriber for that image. The only victim is her son. Orla, when you put something up on OnlyFans, that is only meant for subscribers. And we've looked into this. There is a warning when you subscribe to OnlyFans that says it is illegal to share any of the images. Those images are meant to be sent privately. And I would compare it to, and I'll say this to you, Orla, if you were to send your boyfriend a video of yourself playing with yourself tonight, women do that all the time, men do it. If you were to send your boyfriend a photograph of you playing with yourself, because he's away, he's out of the country, and you want to send him a dirty video. Happens all the time. And that video, then he decided, because he was being an arsehole, he decided to share that with all his friends. And all of a sudden, it's like a tsunami of videos, and everybody has a video of you doing the most intimate thing. Would you not think you were the victim? It's the exact same thing, is it not?
I think so.
Nobody has the right.
I think so.
Nobody has the right to share those images. The woman is the victim. How am I the only person that's seen it that way?
Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, guys.
Well, Samantha, what's your reaction to this story? A woman, a young fellow finding out that his mother's on OnlyFans because lads in his class were sharing photographs.
I have to say, it's absolutely shocking. I feel so sorry for this young fella. The life he's going to get now in school, God love him. And I don't think for 1 minute this woman's a victim. I think the only victim here is her son. I completely agree with everything that man Sean said there a few minutes ago. He's absolutely right in everything he said. She only talked about the money. She never talked about the consequences. And we all know there's always consequences with these type of sites and this type of thing, you know?
But as we were saying, and Jeremy was very articulate in the way in which he's saying this woman is the victim here, that these images have been shared illegally. What she was doing, she's done nothing wrong in terms of being a content creator on OnlyFans. When you are creating content for OnlyFans, it's with subscribers and they are bound to trust and not to share the images. Now, surely that makes her the victim here.
Surely to God, lad. You know what type of men are looking at this kind of content in the first place, right? So, of course, if there's a leak out there, it's come from a man, okay? They've leaked it out and it's up there. And not for 1 minute has anybody thought about her son. Like, he has to go to school. He has to listen to all his friends saying they've seen his mother's boobs and everything else. I mean, what kind of a life? His mental health is going to be destroyed, do you know?
And by the way, just for the record, because it was offered, we were offered some of the images so that we could see what this is all about. And we obviously declined to accept a WhatsApp of the images.
No, because that, to see them.
Well, not only that, but that is, it's illegal to share intimate images of people without their consent. So for that reason, no, we did not accept any WhatsApp photographs. But again, Samantha, as Jeremy said a couple of minutes ago, she was doing nothing illegal. She was making a few bob out of creating content for OnlyFans. The scumbag is the person who shared the images. And surely, as a woman, you would have a bit more sympathy for her.
I've no sympathy whatsoever for any woman that goes on these sites. As you said earlier, lads, there's probably 2% of people that make money on OnlyFans, proper money. Why not go out and get a job in a coffee shop? Why not clean toilets? Why not be a secretary? Why not drive people around if you have your full license and be a taxi driver? Do something with dignity and pride and don't show off your boobs and your fanny just to make money. Use what's in between your brain in between your ears. Instead of in between your legs.
But whatever, I find it bizarre. Samantha, you're a woman. You're supposed to back up other women in the choices that they make. I mean, women believe, you believe in her body, her choice, do you not?
Of course I believe in her body, her choice. But I also believe in protecting her teenage or 13-year-old son. Do you know what, Jeremy? That's all I'm thinking about since I've seen this today.
No, I'm not.
13-year-old son. Imagine him tomorrow now going into school.
Well, no, this happened there. This happened earlier this week. This is in the middle of a shitstorm at the moment. This has already got out.
Oh, God, love him. My heart has just gone out to him. So many children committing suicide nowadays. So many young men taking their lives. And then this mother decides to do this. And not think twice.
But now she didn't decide to do it, Samantha, with a view to her son finding out that she was doing it.
No,
fairness.
I'm not saying that. I'm not
she believed
saying she, that
she believed
I'm
that
saying.
She was safe doing it. She believed that her son would never find out about it.
Well, sadly, that didn't work out, did it? You know, and now who's paying the consequences? Her poor son. That's who's going to pay the consequences, and that's who's going to have mental health issues, and probably more going forward. God love him. My heart goes out to the son. It really does.
Stay there for a second, Samantha, because John, you're angry with listening to Samantha. Why?
Because it was her choice to do this, and fair play to her. What she done? You know, it wasn't supposed to go this way, and it was never supposed to go this way in the first place. And I'm sure she's pissed off about it as much as everybody else is, but that was, again, her body, her choice, her career, if you want to call it a career, because a lot of people are making a lot of money on this. She didn't want to clean a jacks. She didn't want to drive a taxi or drive a bus. She wanted to do this, and she thought she could do it in the space of her own home, probably, make a few quid, and nobody would know about it. Now, it's as we all know, it has happened the wrong way around us. But I don't blame her. I don't blame her one bit, you know. And you should be behind her, not, you know, you shouldn't be against her, like, you know what I mean? I don't, as far as I'm concerned, she didn't do anything wrong. It's 2024, guys, like, you know, if you choose to have Samantha to do that, well to you and good for you, you know. I'm not going to shame you or put you down. It's better than being out in a game, isn't it? It's better than being doing other things.
Okay, Samantha, let me bring you back
being
in again.
Game, it's exactly the same. It's a form of prostitution. You're selling
not
your photos.
Well, it's not Samantha.
You're selling your photos and
no,
your
it's body. Not.
Men are wanking off to it. It's just the same. There's no difference, except you're in your house. And sadly, now it's all over the internet. It's everywhere to be seen.
Do you know what, I think there's a certain amount of jealousy against this woman as well, you know.
Why would there be jealousy, John?
I'm not going to be reading the comments here, and a lot of people are,
you know, listening to you.
She's so whore.
And
she chose to do it.
Women are dragging us, women that are out working hard. They're dragging us back.
Dragging up women. Would you get up out of that and cop yourself on?
That's all they're
doing. Mind your own business, Samantha. Mind your own. That's the problem with the country today. You can't mind your own business.
Okay, okay, okay.
You don't need a bit of porn, you stupid bitch.
Relax. Hang on for a second. John, the fact of the matter is that a lot of people believe being a content creator on OnlyFans is an extremely irresponsible thing of a mother with a teenage son to do.
100%.
That's their prerogative, Adrian, and that's their belief. But it's not everyone's. It's not everybody's belief. And I take hats off to her.
Do you not accept?
I'm sitting there watching it. Of course you're going to say hats off.
I'll be watching it. I don't need to be watching anything. Shut your mouth, Samantha. I'm out you. Shut up your mouth. Likes and men like me. I couldn't give a fuck. What people watch it? I don't watch it.
You're not standing up.
I don't watch it. Shut up,
so
you
don't
know.
Shut up. Me.
Shut up, you idiot. You're an idiot.
John, is yourself.
You're an
the
idiot. You know.
Is yourself, John.
You know, she done nothing fucking wrong. Shut up.
John, hang on for a second.
You're an idiot.
Okay, enough. John, I want to ask you again. This woman has, because these photographs have been, and we have to stress, illegally shared, screenshots of this woman performing sexual acts or whatever the case may be, that has had the result of completely humiliating her son.
I get that.
So why aren't you annoyed with her for doing that?
I'm not annoyed because this wasn't meant to go. Shut up, Samantha, for a minute, will you?
She didn't care, John.
This wasn't meant to go this way, Adrian. It was never meant to go this way. As you said, it's illegal to share these images. And if she thought for 1 minute that this would have went this way, I don't think she would have done it, to be honest with you, Adrian. You know, I really
don't.
You hope not.
That's the only thing I agree
with. It happens, you know, and I'm sure she's sorry for it. I'm sure she's not prancing around proud about it.
She's completely mad.
Well, there we go. Look, you've got to blow him back up on her face. But there's no point in saying she didn't do wrong as far as I'm concerned. She was doing what the people are making money. She's a content creator. People make money, whether it's porn, as Dave and Jeremy said, podcasts, you name it. People are on
it
there doing their thing.
Backwards, John. It just brings us all
sure,
back.
Hang on,
I want to read out a message, Samantha, and I want you to respond to this. And it says, for F's sake, no one knows this woman's situation and reasons for doing this. I'm sure she never envisaged her son finding out. She's as much a victim as her son. The creeps that shared it are the problem here. What do you say to that, Samantha?
I agree that there are creeps out there that will share stuff like that, and it's disgraceful. But this woman has to think about her child first. You have to put your child first as a parent before you do
and
stuff
she probably
like
was.
That.
She was probably making a lot of money off this.
John, she was probably making a lot of money.
Hold on for a minute, Samantha. She was probably making. We don't know this.
Money on this. Yes, we do.
But we don't know this.
We do.
We do not know this.
Money from going out doing a decent day's work, John. You don't have.
No, you don't. Well, 400. She's probably getting 400 quid a day, Samantha. Not 400 quid a week.
Very much, John. I doubt it very much.
You never doubt. How do you know?
I doubt.
How do you know?
Prove it to me that she did, John.
There are people, Samantha,
making a lot of money on this, okay?
I know there are, but they're very small amount of people making money on this.
Okay.
And there's no proof of that.
That's true. Stay there, both of you, for 1 second, if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our number. This is Jordan.
Afternoon, lads. Interesting topic today, I must say. But I had to be harsh on this one. It serves them our way. Completely serves our way. Make her think twice now next time. She didn't think for 1 second about the consequences, especially with a teenage son and skill. Did she not think for 1 second this was bound to happen? Look, there is a way around it. There is. It only takes two little buttons, and that two little buttons, next fall, them pictures, them videos are on WhatsApp groups. They're being shared around. In this case, secondary skill. I feel sorry for the young fella. He's going to get some slacking. He's going to get some ridicule because of this, because his mass picture's going around. I feel sorry for him in this case. But she was serious for her way, because all she was thinking about was herself and the money that she was possibly going to get from this. So I have no sympathy towards her whatsoever. I feel sympathy towards him. And I remember this topic came up not too long ago about OnlyFans. I remember one of the callers came on saying, oh, there's a paywall. You have to pay to see the content. That's not the case. You know what I mean? This thing can be easily get gone. Once it's up there, it's up there, and that's it. And what happens out of that, it can be shared within 3 seconds. And that's the reality of it. OnlyFans was set up, as far as I remember, for like influencers, really celebrities. And went down the dark road then after that, and people ever since then thinking they're going to get a quick few bob out of it. Look, ladies, think again. It's up to you to do it. But if you have a son in secondary school or children, think twice.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Looking for a new job in 2024? Recruit.ie, leaders in the recruitment industry and frontrunners of all the jobs expos nationwide, are excited to launch their newest jobs board. A fantastic platform to bring companies and skilled workers together. With a huge amount of job vacancies, it's the best place to find that perfect job that suits your needs. Simply visit recruit.ie to upload your CV and apply free of charge. Companies wishing to advertise their job vacancies can contact Brona at recruit.ie directly. Find your dream job today at recruit.ie.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
Yeah, all right. What's good?
Good, Ross. Good to talk to you. What do you want to say on this?
I kind of was down one line here on this now, but I'm listening to people's arguments and stuff. Now, John, he has a good argument, right? But at the end of the day, John, would you be happy if your child or someone that you were related to was doing something like that?
I'm sure he would. I'm sure he wouldn't, is the simple answer to that.
So he wouldn't have a problem if his daughter was doing it?
No, I'm sure he would have a problem. Yes, I'm sure he would, of course.
So how can he not see the problem with what this woman's doing now?
Because
fair enough, she's trying to make money. We don't know her situation.
We don't know her situation, and that's the fact of it.
Yeah, we don't know anything like that, right? But at the end of the day, if she wants to make money as a content creator, why didn't she make money a different way making content? Why didn't she make funny videos or be a comedian online or do a podcast?
Yeah, because
or something. You don't have to go and show your pistolet. It's an easy, lazy way to make money. You don't think about anybody else but yourself.
I don't think
How is it an easy, lazy way?
Showing the most intimate parts of your body.
It's a lazy way. It's easy, lazy way to make money. Put pictures of yourself up online and then hope people buy them. You can sit on your sofa all day long and do it. You don't need to live. It's a lazy way to make money.
Okay, John, I just want to bring you back in for a second. A lot of people have asked me to ask you, including Ross here on the phone, would you be happy if it were your daughter, for example, or somebody that you know very well, a close family member, going on OnlyFans?
Would I be happy with my daughter going on OnlyFans?
Yes.
If she wanted to do it, is that what you're telling me?
If you found out your daughter was a content creator, now obviously not now, she's too young, but in a couple of years, was a content creator on OnlyFans, how would you feel?
I wouldn't like it, but it's up to her, Adrian. If she wanted to choose it is. Sure, I want to stop her. Come on here. No, come on, nothing, Ross. If she chose to do that, and if she's over the age of 18, that's her choice, Ross. I can't stop her from doing that.
Completely her choice. I didn't ask you to stop her. I asked you, would you have a problem with it? So you said you would have a problem with it.
Don't do it. But if she does it, That's
my question. Yeah. All I wanted to know would you have a problem if your daughter was on OnlyFans?
I wouldn't. But if she chose to do that, Ross, that would I'd have to stand by her if she chose to do that. You know, that's her choice, her body, her mind, her everything. If she wants to do that,
would you influence her to do something else?
I would, of course, Ross. But if she wants to do it, I'm gonna stand by her.
If she wanted to really do it, I'd say, well, look, okay, if that's what you want to do, you go and do it. You know, I've nothing that I can do about it, boss. Or, you know, that's it. She's over 18, she'll do what she likes. Yeah. You know,
there's nothing, you can't force anybody to do it or not do it. You can only vote their opinions towards it. But at the end of the day, I don't think this woman was thinking about a child. I don't think she was.
As we said a minute ago, Ross, the fact is we don't know her circumstances. She could have been absolutely destitute financially, and this was a way to make money. So that is thinking of her child.
She could have, but there's a way to protect yourself as well in this. Like we actually had this conversation as well a few weeks ago, and we talked about the guy that came onto RTE, the Late Late Show, and was talking about it. And wasn't his missus or something, or somebody was wearing a mask. They had masked their face so nobody knew it was them. There's ways to do it. She didn't think of it.
So if she was going to be on OnlyFans, she should have protected her identity, basically. That nobody knows.
I'm not saying she could have, I'm saying she could have, but she didn't.
Okay, so it's her own fault. Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter.
Lads, nobody online here, you can defend that woman. She was a fucking naive gobshite. As I said there, it's illegal to have a dodgy box, but we all have one. The difference is she chose to put her dodgy box online for all to see. And you're saying, oh, it's private, it's only for subscribers. Say, for example, I have an OnlyFans account, and I log into it, and I see Mrs. Murphy down the road. Press play, a video, she's playing with her snack box. All of a sudden, I just get my phone out and record a video of what I'm seeing on the screen, and I can WhatsApp to that to 100 people in within fucking 10 minutes, and then it's all over the place. It's like Jeremy, for example. If he went and created an OnlyFans, and he started beating his meat on fucking a private account, it only takes one person to share it, one person to video it, and share it on WhatsApp, and it's all around the place. She thought the fucking easy readies and didn't think about the consequences. She was very naive, and now she has to pay the price. And unfortunately, the only victim here is her son.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed. Anya, you're annoyed at what John has been saying. Why?
Because he thinks it's okay for what the mother was after doing. He thinks that's okay.
He believes he believes it's her body, her choice, her right to be a content creator on a site like OnlyFans. Yes, that's what he said.
But at the end of the day, she's not thinking of her child doing all of this. Everything that Samantha was after saying, I totally agree with it.
That's your belief. But at the end of the day, Anya, her body, her choice, she wanted to do what she wanted to do. Look, it's all blown up now. She didn't expect what to happen. But the fact of the matter is, she chose to do this, Anya, and you have to respect that. She didn't break any laws.
I've seen
other people there, Anya, saying, oh, we're in social services. Ring who the fuck you like, because to be told, look, there's nothing we can do. Because she didn't do anything. She didn't break any laws here. She didn't do anything.
Just because she didn't break any laws, you think it's okay for her son to be humiliated?
No, I don't. Look, it's unfortunate what happened, as I said, Anya. And look, it is unfortunate. But if this had kept going, and this could have worked out very, very well for this woman, that's all I'm saying. And she could have made a lot of money out of this, and that's what I'm saying on you. If it had worked well for her, it could have worked well, and nobody would have known. We wouldn't be having this conversation today. The only reason why we're having it is because it was leaked. But if it wasn't, she could have made a great, good job of this, and her kids could have been well looked after. Nobody would have known better. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that is the fact of it. She is the victim here in that these photographs or screenshots or whatever have been leaked by somebody with a view to humiliating this woman and the child. So she is the victim here, Anya.
More the child than her.
Okay, but then the child is the victim.
I've no sympathy for her.
There's definitely two at the minute. You know, she has to face the public as well around where she lives, you know, so it's her. It is, of course, it's her as well. You know, as I said, nobody would have known better if this had went her way that she thought would have went. Obviously not. But look, that's my point. And it's, again, she chose to do this. And I hats off to anybody that chooses to do this.
Before I let you go, I want to play this message for you from David.
Hey, lads, great show as usual. That guy John there, I think he wanted to go and give his head a bleeding wobble. Is this the same guy that said that he'd boot his kid out if she had sex under his roof? Yeah, but it's all right for her to show her wear on OnlyFans. You're an absolute dope, John.
Now, John, you did say that.
I did, yeah. That's what I said. When she's over 18, she can do what she likes, Adrian. That's what I said. And I stick by my guns, you know. That's it.
All right. I want to just read out one final message before we wrap this up. Don't give out my name, but I'm 90% certain I know this mother and school that you're talking about. The woman is not a tramp or any other name you want to call her. She's a single mom of two, no father, and she provides for them. She also works part-time in a so-called proper job. So there you go. A lot of people don't see her as the victim, though, Jeremy. That's the upshot of that conversation.
If you rewind back this podcast at the start and listen to it again, it's like listening to a conversation from the 1960s, isn't it? Where women are literally being shamed because they are using their body to make money. Women have been using their body to make money since the dawn of time. I mean, women use their body to make money all the time. Think of models, fashion models. I'm not talking about OnlyFans models, but a model who parades up and down in a bikini. Well, what's the difference? She's using her body. Stop telling women how they can and cannot earn a living.
This conversation isn't really about that. This conversation is about the fact that she's a mother of two children, we've just found out, which I didn't realise. And she should have thought twice about being a content creator on OnlyFans.
Well, it's come back to bite her, hasn't it?
I'd say
we'll end up coming back to this in a future episode.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.